Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's good to be back. Just got back from our Israel trip. Actually, some people are on their way back, but when you say Hosanna, it just reminds us we walked down from the Mount of Olives not too long ago, a few days ago, down that path where they were crying out Hosanna, which means save now, save now. So that song takes on new meaning when you're in Israel, but just had a fabulous time there. Weather was a little hot by the Dead Sea, 114, and but it was just a great trip. Hey, if you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 67, or you could follow on the overhead. This is a missionary psalm. That's what it's called, a missionary psalm, in anticipation of the gospel going out into all the world. And all the nations will be glad and sing for joy as the gospel goes out, and particularly when God is reigning, when He's reigning in that thousand-year millennial reign. So follow along as I read Psalm 67. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known on the earth, Your salvation among all the nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For You shall judge the people with righteousness and govern the nations on the earth. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him. I'm going to have Anthony, Pastor Anthony, come on out and open for us in a word of prayer. But as we do worship the Lord, feel free to stand or sit, raise your hands, but let's worship the Lord together. Anthony?
Aloha kakaiaka e pulikako. Good morning, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, for gathering us in this place, God. And as we start our celebration, for the 4th of July and Independence Day, God, we want to remember, Father, the sacrifices that has been made, Lord, for to keep our country free the way we live now, Lord. And we pray, Father, for Your Spirit to work upon Your people, Your church, Father, to be able to turn this country back around, Lord, to be able to win this country back for You. Lord, there's so much things that's going on in the world. Lord, we watch the news and we feel a little anxious at times, Lord, but help us to be a people that trust in You, to be led by Your Spirit, a people that walks in Your light. So, Father, as we study Your Word today and worship You, God, may You pour out Your Spirit upon us. Father, just prepare our hearts for Your Word, Lord, as we commit this service to You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sound of angels. See how great. Oh, soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Yes, Lord, that's our prayer and our desire this morning. We open ourselves to you. Would you fill us, Lord, with more of your Holy Spirit? Help us to be more reliant upon you, Lord, more dependent upon you. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord, to us. Amen. Would you all stand with us?